Well, hello there. How are you? Welcome back. Greetings and salutations. I'm Uncle Bye Bye, and with me, as always,
Brit.
There she is. Here we are. We're going to talk to you about whatever we want to talk to you about, but we...
I have a suggestion.
You do?
I've been watching a lot of TikToks recently.
Just recently, you think?
Well, like, for a long time, but... Yeah? I've watched, like, my favorite things to watch are the reselling, people that flip thrifts.
Yeah.
And then last night I watched all the P. Diddy stuff. I mean, that's a whole podcast in itself.
It's too much to get into. We don't want to become a
TMZ.
A news, right, a celebrity news or any sort of news, and we're really going to do our best to remain... apolitical in what we have to say, but we do have opinions on a lot of things,
and we have
strong opinions on some things. We like to keep it light, we like to keep it fun,
mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, well, like I've said in the recent weeks, the current Housewives situation, we're between seasons on our franchises, and we just don't have a lot to say about that, so we're pulling from our world and the real world around us, right?
Yeah, tonight I stumbled upon a TikTok of the Planet Fitness saga. I don't know if you've heard about it.
What's going on there? No, I'm not on TikTok.
Well,
I'm on other social media platforms.
Planet Fitness, the gym, we all know. I've never been in one.
Yeah, but we're all familiar with it. We've all seen it. They're everywhere.
A lady went in the changing rooms, noticed a 12-year-old girl with a towel wrapped around her looking scared. So she worked out there was a person who identified as a woman but looked very, very manlike.
Uh-oh.
Grooming at the mirror. You know,
grooming.
Well, you know, like doing his hair.
Okay.
So she took a photo and said, "You need to get out." You can Google this. Not Google.
Go to TikTok. Where did this happen? Do we know what state?
I'm not sure.
Well, that would be good information if we're going to be news reporters.
Well, anyway, the lady took a photo of the what she thought was a man. It was a man. Showed it to the front desk. They cancelled her membership.
All right, I'm looking at it. I pulled it up. I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
I'm looking
at something. What are you thinking?
Go ahead and finish what you're saying.
Well, anyway, they cancelled her membership, so words got out, you know, social media and all that.
Wait, they cancelled her membership.
Her membership.
The real woman.
The real woman who was...
Reporting an issue.
She was concerned about the child, the 12-year-old. Yes, they cancelled her membership, and word got out, and now... The trans person is become known as the $400 million photo. Well, not
the person. I don't follow you. Where's the 400? What are you
talking
about?
That's how much they've lost in memberships.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 400 million. I mean, that's
just... People are just...
Canceling. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's two sides to it.
You keep talking. I'm going to try to brief myself quickly on this.
Well, as you said when I briefly mentioned it to you, you aren't allowed to take photos in the changing room of any gym.
No, you're not. I've witnessed that and I self-deputized myself.
Do you tell people?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So here's what happened once, okay? And then I think this will parlay into what we're getting to. But so in my /our health club's locker room, in mm-hmm. the men's locker room, a couple different things have happened that I feel strongly enough about that I have addressed it directly with other attendees there.
You're a man of the people.
Well, I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
And I have no problem speaking my mind when I see. So here's what happened once.
Yeah.
Some dude
mm-hmm.
is in the fucking hot tub. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the disclaimer. I might cuss.
Oops. Yeah, carry on.
If you don't like it, tune out.
Keep swearing and carry on.
So a guy,
mm-hmm.
younger guy, late teens something, is in there in the hot tub. He's all by himself. And he's got his phone.
Yeah.
All right? And he's got his phone leaned up against the wall, looking back at him, and he is going, he's on some platform doing a video, like a live or something, all right? Now, meanwhile, his background is the fucking locker room.
Yeah.
People coming in and out of the steam, in and out of the shower, standing at the sink. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Mm-hmm.
The scenery in the men's locker room at the JCC St. Louis in Creve Coeur is not very pretty, okay? All right? Not to put too fine a point on it, but you see a lot of old balls hanging around, right? One guy is, he's walking by, and he notices, he sees himself the guy's phone.
What did he say?
He goes, "You're not supposed to have that in here." Right?
Oh,
and I look around the corner because I've had to tell, like, there are a lot of signs, right? There's a lot of signs.
Yeah, telling women's, you know,
there's one very clear sign: no cell phone usage. It's not a suggestion.
No, it's
not one of those, we recommend you take a shower before getting in the world. It is a no cell phone usage.
I've never taken a shower before getting in the whirlpool. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, people.
Whatever. I've peed in a pool. What are you going to do? Arrest me?
I'm heavily chlorinated when I get out that pool.
Okay. So, yeah, right. So anyway, so this dude jumps up and scrams. And he's not somebody we know.
Yeah.
It was like what we call the day trippers. He might have been a basketball player that just came in and then just came in to, you know, make use of all the facilities and shit the place up.
I didn't think about that when those basketball guys come in. Yeah. They can use everything.
Yeah, not sure.
Okay.
So there's also, so that has happened, right?
Yeah.
So there's two things there. And this is going to play on both sides of this equation that we're talking about, right? That was in an all-male locker room.
Yeah.
And you can't have your phone out, right? For good reason. You can't have your phone, okay? There's another thing that has happened several times. It happens a lot in the summer. The rule at our health club is 16 and older are allowed to use the men's locker room.
I've actually seen a child in the women's thinking about it.
I have seen people definitely, if it were up to me, the rule would be 18.
Yeah.
I think you got to be 18 to be in a men's locker room, right? You got to at least be able to vote, okay?
True.
You know, and just based on the conversations that I have with some of my cronies there, I don't want the complication of having to edit myself or if we're talking guy talk, locker room talk as it is, which is still a safe haven for a lot of conversations that the world finds offensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want some little kid running to his mommy or the front desk and saying, "The fat guy was talking about," you know, it's like, okay, well, you're not supposed to fucking be here, right? So I've called some people out on kids in the locker room.
Yeah, that's
fair enough. Hey, are you, you're supposed to be 16, you know, and I don't care if you're with your brother or your dad or your uncle. You're not supposed to be in here.
No, you're
for a good reason.
It's true.
It's a very good reason. Because of all the balls hanging around.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, that'll traumatize you.
Yeah.
Okay? This is in a same-sex situation.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what that 12-year-old girl, thinking that she is just going to be amongst other females, must have experienced. Because the picture I saw of that guy, he doesn't look anything like a woman. He's not trying hard enough. Just because you identify in your brain.
Well, I saw he had a skirt on, but everything
I don't give a shit.
Else,
that's called Halloween.
Yeah, everything else was very masculine.
Very manly.
So I can understand a kid, you know.
Well, here's, and I can understand a woman wanting to protect that child and be an ally of that child in that situation.
Yes.
Here's the problem. She broke a rule.
I know, that's the funny thing.
She got her phone out
and took a photo
and took a picture.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do with that?
$400 million photo.
I mean, we're in a this is a very sensitive situation in the world
right
now.
Very, very
you know,
sensitive.
And I'll apologize in advance for anyone I offend or upset. And if you disagree with me, you have the right to do that, as yeah. I do to disagree with you. And I say everything with respect and as much tolerance and understanding as I can conjure up on any given mm-hmm. moment. For some things, it's easier than others. Okay, let's just back this up. If you want to identify as a woman, if you want to change your name, if you want to wear women's clothes, if you, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really give a shit.
Know me.
I don't really give a shit what you want to do with any of that. But it gets to a point where if it becomes complicated for others, we don't need to be burdened with your choices
yeah.
or your confusion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it's that, right? Because
yeah, yeah.
you look like a dude.
Yeah.
And you're in a women's locker room, okay? So if I identified as, let's say I identify as an armored truck driver.
Yeah.
In my mind. Do I get to walk into a bank and take out money as an armored truck driver? True. I identify as one.
Yeah.
Right? I identify as a 6'5" Scandinavian billionaire. Treat me as such, world, right? Treat me as such. I want all of that comes with. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get to claim your identity. You can do that. But it's really not our responsibility to play along. It's really not.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I was sat on the, you know, on the leather chairs, as you know, you're getting dried off and all that. And opposite me,
this going?
No.
Tell me more about the leather chairs.
Well, I don't know if it's the same in the guys. Some of the sections where the lockers are, there's curtains you can pull over. Where I sit, I always have the same locker.
We have no curtains.
I kind of have OCD. I always have to have a certain locker. But the lady opposite me, when I sat there, I just glanced over.
Yeah.
She pulled the curtain. So sometimes even women want privacy.
Of course.
From other women.
Of course.
You know, so I don't know.
I show my balls as little as possible in the men's locker room.
I try not to show any.
I'm not flaunting it.
I turn
sure,
like
there
that.
Are times. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting out of the shower is a moment, you know, but. Whatever. So this is a complicated situation because she broke a rule. But I mean, where are we going with this as a society to accommodate these excessive, extreme situations where someone is basically imposing themselves into a situation?
Now, I don't know if this is controversial, but as a trans person who still looks very much like the...
Well, I think we're going to have to start getting some guidelines here. So,
yeah.
Like, just because you...
I'm just now asking questions to
myself. Well, these are great questions. Mike, here's...
Should he have thought, well, I look like a man, even though I feel very much like a woman, but I know other women in here are going to feel a little bit odd because I look so masculine. Should I just try and be a little bit more discreet?
How about whatever ruffles the fewest feathers?
Yeah.
How about just going along with some community norms? You know what I mean? And like, I know there's nothing normal anymore, and I'm not suggesting that everyone be normal, right?
No.
I don't want a boring, homogenized society. But
no.
But like, if there are 12-year-old young women, girls. That's not even a young woman. At 12,
that's a
so
child.
Here's the first issue for me.
She's not even a teenager yet.
They should have women and girls separate locker rooms.
Well, I
okay?
noticed when
that's
we
the
go,
first...
it does say if you're under 16, use the family room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the there's three choices where we are.
Yeah.
You have the adult. Well, I mean, there's three choices on each side. You have the adult female.
Yeah.
You have the girls.
Yeah.
They have the family locker room for an adult of any gender to take their children of any gender.
I was going to ask you about the family room. Are they like dads and
yes,
mothers?
Yes, yes, okay, yes.
Okay, I wasn't
so
sure.
A dad can take his daughters in there. Oh, a woman can take their... It's a family that's...
Got
that,
you.
You know, but you can't go in there as an adult without your kids.
Yeah, got you. Okay.
Right? You can't just be hanging out in the family locker room.
I've never been in there and I was just curious.
I cut through there sometimes to get to the indoor pool and drop off towels or pick up towels sometimes in the summer. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not supposed to be in there as a single adult man, so I obey the rules, right? Yeah. My first issue with this whole thing is Planet Fitness in this new age we live in now where people can just...
They need to make some hard, fast rules or just...
Okay, so what would that be? I think the first thing would be you set an age limit and girls, females under a certain age, boys on the other side.
Yeah.
You have an adult... And a children's.
Yeah.
All right. That'll solve some of the problems.
Yeah. Maybe they do.
I don't know. If the age should be way above 12, I think it should be 18 and older.
Yeah.
Okay. The camera rule is an important rule.
For sure.
Okay. No cell phone usage in a locker room is going to protect a lot of things because it's very easy to snap a picture now, and it's very easy to put that out on the internet.
Yeah.
Way too easy, I would say. So then we have to get into what is the threshold, what is the criteria, the qualifying factor, if you will, that makes a person a male or female? And I'm not really willing to argue right now a whole non-binary discussion, okay?
Yeah.
That's for another day.
Podcast,
all right.
Yeah.
But if this guy says he identifies as a woman, which is those are his words, that's what he said. Then what does that mean? Just because you say it, does it make it so?
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer, but for me, if I were the parent of a young child, particularly a young woman in this situation, although young boys can be victims of older women. There's no, I mean, I don't know. This is going to piss some people off. Okay. You're a man as long as you have man genitalia.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be nude in front of people, then you need to go to where your nudeness matches other people's nudeness.
Yeah, I get it.
Is that wrong?
No.
Am I a super mean guy now?
No.
What the fuck are we doing anymore with this?
Well, Planet Fitness is saying we can't tell someone to leave because you feel uncomfortable. So, you know,
you can tell them what locker room to go to, but can you? Because then it comes into a genitalia inspection.
Yeah, you can't.
Excuse me, sir. You're a man. Like,
yeah, wait. Well, see if he says, well, actually, I have female parts now. What are you going to say? Show me?
Well, then go to the ugly woman locker room. I mean, I don't know what to do about this anymore. It's absolutely fucking out of control.
It's tough for businesses,
There's schools that are putting in fucking litter boxes because their kids identify as furry. The children that go to school.
Please, no.
Stop it. Stop it. No, thank you. You know, if you want to be different, if you want to be unique, that's fantastic. Go be different and unique. Don't identify as an animal and make them install litter boxes for you.
It's just
shut up.
That's beyond ridiculous.
You know what? This is when, you know, I mean, bullying will knock some sense into you, you know? I mean, I'm not talking about violence. I'm just talking about some good old-fashioned peer ridicule.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm a thing. Have I gotten us into enough trouble yet?
Probably.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't cancel us. We're nice people, really.
Oh, my God. Keep the locker room safe.
It's tough for businesses. They don't know what to do. They don't want to offend. They don't want to be canceled.
Well, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do because the world is on its fucking head right now.
They can't win either way.
I don't want to alienate people, and I don't want to make people that are expressing themselves differently to feel marginalized or alienated. But I don't want people who identify as conventional, you know, common, historically traditional, you know, gender types, straight people, to be marginalized and made uncomfortable either. So how do you, what are we gonna do?
Well, can you remember last summer when a certain swimming pool we use had, I'm guessing, a trans, maybe guy, a guy turning into a woman. I wonder which.
That was the worst botched job I've ever seen.
I wonder which changing room that person used.
I don't know.
I never saw them in the ladies.
Again,
anyway.
Anyone can grow tits voluntarily or involuntarily in some cases. So that can't be the demarcation zone. I think, we are, except for the very, very few, the hermaphrodites out there who have both.
Oh, good.
We are born with a set, specific set, female and male. Private parts.
And on
right?
that note, we'll end this podcast because now we're going into the whole.
You don't think that's. You don't think
no,
we're born
I agree,
with stuff?
But no.
So that's you. Use a locker room that your junk matches.
I agree.
Use the locker room that your junk matches. It's that simple. And then go out in the world and have relationships and love and physicality with whoever you want.
Yeah,
as many as you want. As long as it's consensual and as long as everyone's an adult. I don't care.
Yeah, no, me.
Don't give a shit.
We love who we love, as
they
say.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, maybe we'll see you next time or maybe we'll be in podcast jail. I don't know.
I'm the Brit. That's Uncle Bye-Bye.
I'm Uncle Bye-Bye Toodle Pip. Catch you on the flip.